She's just going to follow me. Where he leads, we need to be there. He needs to be the one that's in front of us. He needs to be the one that we follow every day. We'll tonight, for a few moments tonight, turn into the book of Deuteronomy. In the book of Deuteronomy. I have two verses there that I want to read. Deuteronomy chapter 12. Verses 8 and 9. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 8 and verse 9. And it says this: Ye shall not do after all the things which we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. Our Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for this marvelous day that you've given us, Father, to where we could come out, Father, to thy house and just worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, Father, tonight I pray, Lord Jesus, something will be said in the message tonight, Father, will desire each one of us just to praise your name. And Father, just to follow you, Lord, wherever you take us. And Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for your marvelous grace. Thank you for your saving grace. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for giving your life for me, Lord. And for saving my soul when I called upon thy name. And Father, in calling me into the ministry, and I thank you, Lord, for this church. I thank you for these people. And Lord, you just pray tonight that you may speak to our hearts. Speak to their hearts and also speak to my heart. Father, it's nothing that I can do on my own without your help. We want to thank you and love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Here we see where Moses was delivering God's message to Israel. We see where not only was Moses delivering the message that God had given him to deliver to Israel concerning their journey toward and the entering into the land of promise. You know, I believe today, with all of what's wrong with the United States, I can say right now, I believe that we can say right now, talking about that journey toward and in entering into the land of promise. I'm so glad that I was born in the United States of America. I'm so glad that I was born in a country where we had the freedom to either accept him or reject him. We had that choice. He's not like anyone else that pulls us in and says, you either going to serve me or you going to die. No, that's not the way God works. God says, I'm going to give you a choice. Either you just serve me or you reject me. But I am so thankful that he just don't come to us on that one time. I'm so thankful that he's a God of many chances. He gave Jonah there many chances to come back. He gave John, he gave Paul, he gave us all chances to where we could get back to him. And I just thank God for that. I really do. But it's talking about in the verses that we just read. As yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. God Almighty has given me a resting place. And not only a resting place, but he also has given me an inheritance that one day that I can be able to go to where that inheritance is at. And that inheritance did not cost me one red cent. It did not cost me a thing, but it cost my Lord and my Savior everything. It cost him his life. But within costing him his life, he gave me a part of his inheritance there. And I'm going to have the same inheritance that he has there. He's not a jealous type God. He's not a one that's going to say, well, son, I'm going to give you just this amount of inheritance, and I'm going to take this amount. No, he says, what's his is mine. What's mine is his. And I thank God for that. But you know something? We have not come to that place yet. And we have not come to the place of rest yet. We haven't come to the place that we need to sit down and rest. Because when we can sit down and rest, it will be like everything has been completed. Everything has been done according to what he has wanted done. Now, rest and inheritance. I know there's a whole lot of people today that's sitting on the pews today that are just resting, and they're waiting on the Lord to return. But we should not be just sitting on the pews, and we should not be just resting on the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must be busy for him, because there are people out here that's lost, dying, and going to hell every day. Every second of the day, there's somebody going off into eternity with our God. And it's up to us to be able to go and reach individuals. And as we go out and we reach the individuals that God has given us to where we can reach, then they can go out and they can reach individuals that God has asked them to go reach. And then they can go out and reach someone else. But did you realize we have a part in all of that? Just like the missionaries. I love missionaries. I love supporting missionaries. And I thank God that this church right here loves supporting missionaries. Because the missionary field right here is not just overseas, but the missionary field is right here in our own backyard. It's right here beside the churches. And it's right here in Danville, Virginia. It's right in here in Ringgold, Virginia, and Pennsylvania County. It's in Eden. It's in Danville, Martinsville, Reedsville. It's all around. The missionaries must go out. And yes, before we are anything else, we are a missionary for God. And that's what we need to do. We need to go out and tell people about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God that this was a message that I believe that Moses was delivering to Israel here concerning their journey. They was considering the journey that they had there. But not only was the journey that they was on, they was on a journey, and Moses told them some things that they must do. And Moses says what they were to do on their journey and some things they were not to do as they journeyed along their way. He then reminds them in verse 9, for ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. By way of introduction, let us see five reasons here tonight that we can see where we've been told here in the verses of Scripture. And we can go back and we can read in Deuteronomy chapter 12, and we can read over to verse 20, I believe it is there. And what Moses is speaking to the Israelites here is telling them what they must do and what they must not do for God. And it's the same way for us also today. It's some things that we can do for God, and it's some things that we cannot do for God. What are the things that we can do? We can be faithful to God. We can be faithful to His house. We can be faithful in all things. And if we're faithful to Him in all things, then He's going to be faithful to us over all things. And I thank God for that. You know, people today, they get all the information wrong, and they look at the scripture and they'll take this one verse of scripture and they'll take another verse of scripture out over here, and they say, well, you know, this is what it means. No, that's not what it means. It means in the time it's written and to it's written from and why it's written there. Just like over there and talking about Judas. What did Judas do? After he sold out the Lord for 30 pieces of silver, what did he do later on? He went and he hung himself. Well, you can go over another book or chapters or something, and what does it say? Go do ye likewise. Is other people going to go out there and hang themselves because Judah hung himself? Are you going to go out there and commit suicide because somebody else committed suicide? Or are we going to do that? But we should not do that. We should take the Word of God in the context that is written. But I hate to say it. Day to day, people want to pick out things in His Word of God that soothes their conscience, that soothes their well-being. We must preach the whole counsel of God. There are preachers I hear today, and I'm going to say this because I'm a preacher. God says that I'm a preacher, so I'm going to say what He's allowed me to say. I know that there are some preachers I hear that's standing behind the pulpit tonight, or within the next 20 or 30 minutes, is going to be standing behind the pulpit, and they're going to be opening the Word of God, but they cannot, and they will not preach the whole counsel of God. They cannot preach from Genesis 1:1 to the book of Revelations all the way through. They cannot preach it. Why? Because they'll be getting on their sin. And what is it one most of them all? Is it ones that's been married more than one time? And I mean, that's wrong. That's wrong unto God. God says it's a husband of one wife. It doesn't say the wife of a husband. It says the husband of one wife. And I know the day that what people are taking today, they're taking that today, and they're using that as bigamy. And they're using that today to justify it. But hey, you cannot put anything in there that justified. God's Word said it, and that's it. It ain't no need to ask me anything about it. You talk to God about it, because that's it. But we ain't come to that place of where we are going to rest, and we ain't going to have to worry about this and that. And we ain't going to have to worry about the thing that we're going to have to come up against next week. Because one day, we're going home. I'm going home with my Lord and my Savior. I'm going to be there. But there's one thing that I'm not looking forward to, and that's the judgment seat of Christ. I'm not looking for that day. I'm not really anxious to meet Him in face to face and where I have to give Him account of what I've done since I've been saved. Because there's a whole lot of things that I should have done that I have not done. But I'll tell you one thing. He is just and He is faithful to forgive us of all of our sins. Thank God for that. Thank God He does have verses of Scripture in the Bible that we can go, we can look at, and it can help us with the things that we don't understand. Over here in the book of, y'all know my favorite verse by now. My favorite verse is in John chapter 14. John chapter 14 and verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things. It says He. It doesn't say it. It doesn't say she. It says He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. We don't have to worry about this and that. Because when we come up against a problem, or when we come up against a situation, then God's going to bring us back to the scripture or to the thought that where we have read in the past, and he's going to give us the very word to say to the individual, or the very words to comfort our own hearts to get through the situation. But the Holy Ghost. You know who my teacher is? You know who my professor is? My professor is none other than the Holy Ghost of God. That's what the Word says. He's my teacher. And why would I want to be taught by anybody else when I'm being taught by the very best? And we must get away from serving all the other things in life that we serve. In verse 2 and verse 3 it says, ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nation which ye shall possess. Serve thy God upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree, and ye shall overthrow thy altars and break thy pillars and burn the groves and with fire, and ye shall hew down the graven image of thy God and destroy the name of them out of that place. In other words, we must do away with all the other small G-O-D-S, other gods. And I'm speaking about the automobiles. We must forget about the automobile, because that we can make that as a god. Did you realize also that you can make coming to church a god? You can make coming to church a god. Why? You just come to the house of God and you just sit down. Hey, I'm here. That's it. I'm here. I'm going to be back tonight. I'm back tonight. You don't want to ever do anything. You don't want to raise your hand. Don't want to shout for glory. But praise God, we need to shout. Hey, if we don't shout, who's going to shout? Is the people out here on the highway going to shout? No, they're not going to shout. But we can use the house of God as a god. Why we come in and we sit down. And we may like we're coming in to worship God. We're not, only time we can worship God is allow God to come down. And has God going to come down to where we can truly worship Him? And that is the only time that can happen, is we can just let God know that I'm on this, that I'm here to worship Him. And I'm not here to worship His church. I'm not here to worship the pew. I'm not here to worship you, but I'm here to worship an almighty God. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you tonight, we must have let out a good old shout once in a while. And you know why I'll do it? On the drop of a hat if I have to. Praise God. Because I'm going to tell you something. When we get to heaven, there's not going to be a little corner over there for the people that's quiet. There's not going to be a little corner over here where the people don't never say anything. There's not going to be just a corner over here for people to say, amen, praise God. There's not going to be a corner over here waving hands. Brother Marshall, I want to be there when so many people come in through the gates, and after we go through the judgment seat of Christ, hallelujah, and get all that behind us and everything, and I just want to see exactly what they're going to do. I want to see, well, hallelujah, I mean, Lord bless me that day. Well, I reckon He'll bless me that day. Well, praise God. We don't need that kind of blessing. Hey, God wants us to bless Him first. How's God going to bless us if we don't bless Him first? Just like the tithes and offering. The tithes is His. 10% belongs to Him. It don't make no difference which way we give it. We can give it willingly, or we can give it by Him.
What am I saying on that? Well, you know, a hot water heater can go out. Car can break down. The utility bill that used to be $225 or $250 last month, and we kind of expected, well, this month it should be down just a little bit. It ain't been quite as hot this month, so it ought to be down a little bit. But then the Lord will say, no, You'll jack it up. You know how you jack it up right the last 3 or 4 days. You give us a heat like we've never seen before and we've never experienced before. That old meter, these heat pumps out here, they don't just heat. I mean, the air conditioning just don't come on, but that the auxiliary heat comes on. When that thing comes on, it just don't go around like that. It just don't go around like that. It's like that fan over there. When you have that fan on high, and every time that fan goes around like that, that's a dollar bill. I mean, hey. But we must give back to God. But you don't tell you what? But God don't bless us on a 10%. God blesses us on an offering. When we bless God with the offering, then what does God do? God gives it back to us fourfold. Sometimes He'll give it back to us more. And sometimes He don't. But we will get it back. But one of these days, praise God, hallelujah, we're going to get home, and after I go through the judgment seat of Christ, and I'm going to have to give an account for everything that I've ever said. I'm going to have to give account of everything I've ever preached. If it was wrong, I'm going to be reminded. You're going to be reminded of it. And all these hackers right here, the hacks in all these computers right here, puts the viruses in and wants to destroy the computer and mess it all up and everything. Well, they can get all the hackers they can all together and everything. They can't hack his computer. There's no virus that can ever harm his computer. Then he's going to call that book down from heaven. So we better know what we're reading. We better know the Bible that we're reading from. We better know the Bible that we preach from. Now I'm going to say something now. I know. This right here is a King James Bible. And I own some of the others at home. And I will pick them up once in a while to see exactly what that says to this. Some of them is does without the deity of Christ. Some of them does away with the blood. And if you do away with the blood, you just might as well go on and hang it up. You just hang it up. But you ain't going the same place I'm going. Even with this Bible right here, I'm not that ignorant to tell you that I'm holding the very words of God. It was translated down to English speaking people. This right here is the closest thing to the original manuscript, I believe, and I think. in the English writings. But even though if it was the original, if I had the original right here, and if I could read it off, I had the original right here. Guess what? He still would not want that. He's going to talk to you.
We must lean on Him. We must lean on Him at all costs. Because if we don't lean completely on Him, we're going to fall. That cane down there. I don't like using that cane. I'd rather take that cane and give it to someone else that can use it. I'd rather take it and put it up at the house and not ever have to get it out. But see, I have to have it to lean on. And if I didn't have that cane, I would fall.
It's a good for. That's a good possibility. And some of y'all have seen me fall in the church. It could be a good possibility if I didn't have that cane with me walking. And if I was walking across the grass, I'd probably fall five or six times before I got to the church. Physically speaking and naturally speaking, that's my Jesus. I'm leaning on that. So I don't fall. But I'm also leaning on Jesus too, where I don't fall. Where I don't fall into sin. Where I don't fall in the gutter and the mire of this world.
Speaking about the gutter and the mire of this world. People today, I believe today that people are really wanting to hear the truth. And you know how little small children are. When little small children, they can come into church and they just say anything they want to you. But you go to that child and you ask that child,
what do you think of these? They're going to tell you the truth. They're not going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you, well, they're phony. Or they, I love them. I like them. The people I hear the same way I hear in the world. They don't want no phony Christian. They want somebody to tell the truth. They want somebody living for Jesus. They want somebody living for God. They want somebody that comes into the house of God, and when they leave the house of God, that they can see somebody leaving. Maybe a little happier than the world when they come in. People today, they're hurting.
They're hurting all around us. And I know that Brother Avery Marshall has the same thing around his church. There are people that's hurting. And they want some help. They want some kindness. They want somebody to show compassion to them. Jesus showed me compassion. He showed you compassion. Now I think it's time for us, it's time for me to return the favor.
show compassion to someone else. And as we show them compassion, then they'll know where the compassion comes from. Because they can sense it. That's the reason I've said, I believe I've said this once or twice to you. That if the Lord lays someone on your heart about going to visit and says something to you about, well, they're not in church, and you know they're not in church, and you know somebody needs to go by there, the Lord has spoke to you about the individual. You know, if you come to me and you ask me to go or tell me where they live at, they'll never know anything about where I got the name or anything from. And I will go and visit them. But it would be better if you go. Because when God speaks to your heart about an individual or seeing an individual or picking up a phone and just calling, I believe that the Lord has already laid it on the individual's heart that the one He wants you to go see and speak to. So if I go, and if it meant for you to go, I can go and I can explain to them scripture, and I can tell them about the plan of salvation. But they was looking for you. They was looking for you. And don't ever say that you can't do it. Because you can do it. You don't have to go and memorize scripture. You don't have to go and have your Bible up under your arms. You don't have to go in and carry a Bible. All you have to do is go tell somebody about a man that you serve. And tell them what this individual, the Lord Jesus Christ, has done for you and your family. You can invite them to church. Maybe they've never even opened it, never come into this church. Maybe they've never been to church nowhere. But you can go to them and you can ask them. And I've tried it. And I know what I'm talking about because that's exactly what they told me. I said, this individual never went to church in their life. Him and his wife did not even get married in the church. They got married as the justices of peace. So in what the justice said, if the justice said, justice of the peace said anything about God at all, then that's the only thing they knew. And he told me, he said, you know, nobody's ever come and visited me. None of the preachers in Danville has ever come and visited my house. And I talked to him. And I invited him to church. And we kept talking. And I had an opportunity to win him to the Lord. It's been some years back. But in saying all of that, I asked him, after he got saved,
I said, and I called him by his first name. And I called him brother so-and-so. I said, do you know what goes on within the church? What goes on in the local church? He said, yeah. He said, on Sunday morning, majority of the churches, if not all of them, they'll have Sunday school. They got Sunday school classes. Some of them has a choir. The choir will get up and sing. Then they'll have special songs. Then they'll have taking up prayer requests to pray for people. Then they'll take up the offering. Then the preacher will get up and he'll preach for 30, maybe 45 minutes. So that's what goes on. That's what goes on in all the services. Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Says, I know what goes on, but nobody's invited me to church. But see, the thing about it is, they don't know anything about us. They don't know anything about how God saved us and how God has used us in His work. God uses individuals. God will use each and every one of us tonight. And He will do it to get His work done. If His work is going to get done, we, the Christians, are going to have to do it. Because if a Christian does not do it, it's not going to get done. Because He's not coming back to earth. Paul is not coming back to earth. John's not coming back to earth. They're not coming back to earth and take up that mantle that they used to have there and go about winning souls for Jesus. It's up to us. He's given us an opportunity to be blessed. And I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. Not unless you want to. But have you ever went and visited someone and talked to them about your experience as a Christian and how you got saved? If you haven't, you're missing out. You talk about a joy. You talking about something that will overspread your soul. It will. Your soul will be so filled up, you just can't wait until you get another name. Or just go and speak to someone else. It's something about speaking to someone that's lost and winning them to the Lord. Something about that will give you energy. And that'll give you more energy than all these 5-hour, 10-hour energy drinks that they got out here. Them energy drinks is nothing but some other type of drug is all it is. But if you want energy, best energy that I know, go out and be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank You, Lord Jesus, for this evening. We thank You for the service we had this morning. Now, Lord, we just pray, God, tonight. And Father, that what was said tonight, Father, that You would take every word. And Father, if it was scattered, if it seemed like I was maybe chasing rabbits or whatever, Father. We know, Lord Jesus, that you could take it and you can put it together where each and every individual that's here tonight, Father, will be able to glean something from the words that were spoken. And Father, thank you, Lord, for revealing to my own heart about some things. Now, Father, as we come to this time of the service, Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, that if you spoke to individuals' hearts about anything, anything at all, Lord, their walk toward for thee, Father, or their concern about the church, or their concern about their own life, and Father, or concerned about someone else. Lord Jesus, we pray, Father, that you'll just bring it to the altar, Father, tonight, and leave it. Father, where they can just leave it into thy care. And as they leave it into thy care, Father, that you will be able to take care of it. But Father, yes, if they pick it back up and they take it back to the seat with them, or if they take it back home with them, Father, you will not take care of it. Because, Father, they will pull against you. So, Father, tonight, we just want to thank you for thy presence. Thank you for each and every one that come out tonight. In Jesus' precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Brother Bill.